Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? It's Cooper Nuna. It is our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and subscribing, because if you subscribed, you would have been notified that there's a new episode available. And guess what?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the episode. You know what? Just move a bit closer to the microphone.
Closer.
There we go. It's okay. I know we're just off air and you want to like step out of studio, but you're like,
this is very hot. It's very, very hot.
You know what it's like all the time with me. I'm always hot.
No, I'm wearing a jumper. Like, I shouldn't be wearing a heavy jumper. It's craziness.
And you're covered in stuff.
Yeah, I had a couple of snaccidents during the show. A couple of snaccidents.
Do you want to explain what a snaccident is?
Is when you're having a snack and there's a spillage, like if you're having yogurt.
Yeah.
So I had some yogurt and there is a spillage. And then as I was having my cereal, there is a spillage. And then I try to wipe out the spillages with wet tissue paper, but the wet tissue paper has now just kind of made its own little wet tissue paper white stain on the black jumper.
Yeah.
So it's like, and we've got a meeting with the boss later.
Don't
hey!
You, don't you bibs at home?
Huh? For the twins?
Yeah.
They don't fit around my neck. I've tried. Yeah.
I'm going to get you an adult bib. That's what I'm going to do. All right. I did find something recently and I wanted you to have a listen to it. And it is your party piece, which is the Rattling Bog.
You!
Wait till you hear who's doing it.
Una, I have come across something which I'm very excited to play to you. You know the TV show that every child is obsessed with, and that is The Wiggles. It's been around for donkey's years, and still to this day, not only are these Australian legends in Lycra touring all over the world.
The twins used to love them.
It's all the smiles, it's all the colours, it's all the songs. Well, I think they've done something, Una, that you're going to be delighted with. They have covered the song I remember is the only song that I ever remember you singing on a night out and having to listen to you sing it over and over again. And it's the song I learned from you as well. Here we go.
Well, on the tree there was an egg, a rare egg, a rattling egg. Egg in the nest, and nest, and leaf, a leaf.
Hang on a sec. Was there always an egg?
There was always an egg.
Okay.
A tree on the branch, and a limb, and a limb on the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, oh, oh. Rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. The bog down in the valley, oh. Well, in the hole there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree, tree in the hole and hole. Sorry.
Don't keep going.
A twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb on the tree, tree in the bog, bog down in the valley, oh.
Oh, roll the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
That is a banger,
it
and
is
it's always a winner on a night out.
It is.
Or on a bus.
Yeah, and it's usually when everybody wants to go to bed, and it's like, no, no.
No.
I got a song. And everyone's just like, here comes the rattling bog. Brace yourselves.
Listen.
She adds things to the tree.
Oh, yes, I do.
And then there was the seed and the grew the thing, and then there was moss. There was moss around
in the valley, yo. It's just a banger every single time. Just puts a smile on everyone's face.
And you know what? I learned that song not from the Wiggles. I learned it from you.
Yeah. You are welcome. Go on, the Wiggles.
On the Wiggles.
You're on iMornings. Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
There's no denying it. You do a great rattling bog.
Oh, man. Absolute. Like, that is not my main party piece, though. I have several party pieces, but it is up there.
I'm not going to ask you to do the counties.
The bog? No.
Because you usually miss out most of Leinster.
Yeah, there's a lot in Leinster. You know, I leave out the counties around the Pale. You're only joking. I'm joking.
There goes joking. Anybody who's been listening.
I love the Pale.
Yeah, you don't.
I
don't. You should hear the abuse.
ABD. Anyone but Dublin. I'm joking. Love Dublin. I'm out in Dublin all the time.
Yeah.
Just in the football. I have, you know.
That's how much money Una earns that she can afford to go out in Dublin all the time.
Well, I've got a friend who stays there. When I say out in Dublin, yeah. I'm out in her house.
Oh, your friends have got property in Dublin.
Crumlin. And we order pizza and sit outside.
Una, Crumlin's on the Monopoly board, the Irish Monopoly board.
Oh, why am I not surprised that you know that? That is such a Stephen Cooper thing to
How
say.
How do you not know the Monopoly board?
Because I don't know.
All right, let's move on. Scally's Alley, we do this every morning and you've got to try and figure out what the answer is to this
statistic. Every day, statistic.
To the fact.
You tit.
Don't Scally as I live and breathe. What's going on?
We are asking today, according to a recent study, 12% of people have had this in the car for over a year. What is that?
Interesting.
Over a year.
Over a year. It's got to be just wrappings from like food and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just thinking goes primarily of Una's car. Yeah.
Oh. Hey! Don't pick on me. Pick on me and my poor little car. Sure.
You can defend
it. It's got, you know, rubbish in it, but it's got character.
Yeah.
Got personality. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got personality, man.
That is true.
It's colourful.
It's not rappers.
Rumour has it. Everyone's wondering where all this listeria is coming from. It's coming from your car.
Take that back. Take that back.
Well, it's only rumour within our circle.
No, the boot is full of water bottles that I need to recycle.
Just think of them as a little project if you want to build a little raft. You have enough there to build a raft.
Well, I've got a shed full of...
Have you not gotten rid of them yet?
No, because I'm waiting for Christmas and then I'm going to have loads of money because I'm getting rid of them all at once.
You're delusional. I think you've got like €23 in the shed.
No. Trust me, friend.
Have you added
it's from the bottom to the top.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a plan. It's my plan. That's my pension.
What else is in your shed?
It's my pension.
What do you mean it's €49? That won't get me through Christmas.
Oh my God, Leslie, we need to film you doing your bottle return with this. We'll get a van.
It's going to take ages, though. Will you help me?
Can make the video seem quicker, though.
We get the iRadio cars. We get onto Kevin Egan and say, can we take all these cars up to the bottle return?
I'll need all of them and a big a truck to carry them all.
I know a man with a van.
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'm on first.
Cool.
All right.
It's not rapping, by the way, now.
Okay.
Is it an odd sock that is waiting for its pal to turn up?
Just turn up in the car. Yeah, no, it's not an odd sock. You're kind of close.
Ooh.
With odd sock. It's not the answer.
Is it an even sock? Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's close.
Yeah.
Okay. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon it is?
According to a recent study, 12% of people have had this in the car for over a year. What is it?
What the name of God is it that's in the car that you've had for over a year? Sally, what were you asking?
Asking today, according to a recent study, 12% of people have had this in the car for about a year.
All right. Guesses on 087-1102-107.
Morning, guys. Is it the end of a breakfast roll from Soup and Galway?
Yo-ho!
Just in case you want it later.
All maybe guilty, not. I presume.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. No.
No?
No.
Well,
you haven't lived.
Oh, I can't leave anything in the car that's rubbish more than after that trip.
How dare you call the end of a breakfast roll rubbish? How very dare you? Coming over here.
If it's been there for a year, I'm calling it rubbish.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, but that day it's not rubbish. Tip for breakfast roll. Wedges and pink sauce. Wedges in.
In the breakfast roll?
Yeah, with pink sauce also.
So all of the meats and then wedges in with bread?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Carb overload.
Thank me later.
After I wake up from the carb coma.
Yeah.
It's all not right. The answer.
Is the answer an X's hoodie?
Oh my God.
It's a good guess. I mean, you know, if you like the hoodie, if you don't like the X, you still got it. No, it's not the answer, unfortunately. It's a good guess.
Morning, iRadio. It's Ricky here in Saigon.
Ricky!
Hi, Ricky.
The answer to Scally's adding today, it would hardly be a lottery ticket, would it? I'm looking at one here.
Ooh.
On the sun visor, and I don't know how long it's there for. I think my mother's got one in her sun visor as well.
I think you need to check your lottery ticket. Do it now.
I think I'll just wait.
Why?
Until after Friday, because, Joe, if I win the 255, I don't think I'll need to scan the ticket. I'd be happy out enough.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, man, fair dues, fair dues.
Cash
machine money, yeah. No, it's not a lottery ticket, but then that's a good shout. I'd say a lot of people have that, more than 12%.
I actually kind of keep them because when I scan them, and it says, not a win this time, I'm like, I don't believe you. Maybe you'll say something different in a few days. So I keep them in my wallet.
It's going to change, yeah. No.
You live in hope.
Do you ever scan it? You know, use the app and you scan it and it says, not a winner this time, but thanks for playing.
Contributing to good causes.
But you then keep it just in case the scanner is faulty.
That's what I mean.
Really?
That's what I just said.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, of course you keep it.
Do you trust the people in the shop then as well? You know, the way, so can you check that ticket for me? And they're like, boop. Yeah, no, that's grand. No, nothing on that. I'll do what you want to put in the bin.
You're right. You can't trust them either.
I think
Who can you trust?
I think the machines should be hooked up to confetti cannons. That if it is a win, even if it's €2 another lot, if you get a free ticket or anything like that, that a little confetti cannon goes poof.
Have you ever got a message from them saying contact when you scan it and it says contact Lotto headquarters?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, oh.
And I'm like, and then you ring them, it's like, yeah, you've won €9. I don't know why I told you to contact us. And I'm like, this is shockingly bad.
That's bad for me.
Yeah.
It's not a lottery ticket.
It's not a lottery ticket.
In Scally's Alley, is it by any chance the air fresheners you have in your car?
I have a collection of air fresheners in my car.
Yeah, they just lose the smell after like couple of weeks.
They do lose the smell, and also you come in, you do become nose blind to it because when you get into somebody's cars that had an air freshener in there for a donkey's, you can smell it, but you become nose blind to it.
It's like
when you put on perfume or aftershave.
After an hour,
you can't smell it, so you start layering up like some sort of lunatic.
So you layer up the smells in your car.
Yeah. Is that it?
It's not efforts, isn't it?
You need to get rid of them bottles because them machines normally stop after about 4 bottles because they're full.
Oh, yeah, this is Una. She's got a shed full of plastic bottles because she's waiting for Christmas because she wants to get her €48.
It's going to be in the hundreds.
49. All right.
Doubt it.
I'm telling you, come to my shed. Come to my pink shed and you will see. Open the door.
And then when you open the door, please push everything back into it again.
Yeah.
And close it.
Thank you.
If you've got a shed full, you're not getting them away. Put them all in when you have them and get it on a gift card and save the gift card for Christmas instead of a stockpile of bottles because the machine's never going to take them all in one go.
Yeah, I had to stop putting a bottle into a machine. It took one and then it went, sorry, bin full. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Oh, that's rubbish. Oh,
and they came along in that. It was rubbish. One man's rubbish is another man's treasure. It's not that, no. Okay.
It's not. Oh,
is Scally's Alley an air freshener?
No.
Had that one, no. Yeah, very good guess. Not the answer, no.
I think we need the answer now, Donald.
The answer is, surprisingly, I don't carry these, Cooper might. 12% of people have had spare underwear in the car for over a year.
Yeah, if you're not bringing spare underwear with you, you're not living your life.
It's good life practice, really, isn't
it? It is, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Girls carry some in the bag sometimes, I know that, but just have some in the boot.
Yeah, have them in the boot. Overnight bag all the time.
Oh, yeah, you have an overnight
bag. Oh, overnight bag?
Yeah.
Or just underpants?
It's just underpants.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Every week on a Wednesday, not only do we do pranks, which you'll hear in a few minutes, but we also do Auntie Una. You turn into the agony aunt of all agony aunts. Is your advice sound though?
Just call me the Oracle. Listen, all my friends come to me with their problems. Now, I give them advice. They don't always take it, but at least I'm not afraid to give it.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on today, Auntie Una, we heard from Kevin. And Kevin is a huge, huge Liverpool supporter. He tries to go to all the matches. He even has a YNW... You'll never walk alone. YNWA tattoo. And he's got a 2-year-old son. But his missus' dad is a United supporter. And he is dressing Kevin's 2-year-old in Man United jerseys. And Kevin is actually raging.
Yeah, this is how it unfolded.
Auntie Una, who's been in contact with you today, Una?
Here we go. So, hey, Una, I have a funny feeling you're going to rip me apart for this, but here goes. Yes. I am a massive Liverpool supporter, like born and bred all my life. Go to as many matches as I can, have the tattoo in my arm and all the rest of it. My Mrs. Owlad is a huge United supporter, and that's grand. There's no accounting for taste. But the maddening thing is he keeps putting my 2-year-old young fella in United gear. The missus thinks it's hilarious, but it's actually really getting under my skin. I want my boy to support my team. It means a lot to me. Do you think I'm being over the top and awkward? Let me know what everyone thinks, Kevin.
Yes.
Calm down. Your young fella's not signing for United just yet, Kevin. Know what I mean?
let the young fella decide.
Let the young fella decide.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's like when a couple break up and they want to know like who's taking the dog. Put the young fella in between the granddad and the dad, and who does he go to first? And then you just find out what team he's supposed
to. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And then also, then they have to pay for everything that child does growing up.
Maybe. Oh, so he's two.
Mm.
Could you teach him the anthem, You'll Never Walk Alone?
Oh, a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah. It's a tune. It's beautiful, I have to say. And then the elf fella's going to counter attack, right? And he'll teach the young fella. The young fella will be going around going, "Glory, glory, Man United!" There's going to be absolute carnage in the house.
Which is funnier, a 2-year-old singing "You'll Never Walk Alone" or 2-year-old marching around the house, arms out, elbows out, singing "Glory, glory,
glory, glory"?
Teach that child. All right, we need everyone's help in this. 087-1102-107. So, Grandad is a United supporter and keeps getting this child who hasn't made a decision yet of what team that they want to support. But Dad is a diehard Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
And Grandad is obviously pushing the wrong buttons and doing this too. I think he's probably just doing it more to annoy the
Well, it's actually really bothering him. I suppose, would I let my twins if wear Cork jerseys? Oh, I don't know if I could because I'm from Kerry and there's a rivalry. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I could.
Well, technically, yeah. So
yeah.
I was born in Dublin. I live in Meath. Wait. Let me just say
go
this.
Go on,
right?
Go on.
I live in Meath. Yeah, I've been living in Meath for like forever. Okay, I'll never be accepted.
Never,
especially
ever.
With people like you.
Yeah, you're blowing.
Elizabeth was born in Dublin, but we moved to Meath when she was 6 months. All right.
Yeah, so she's a Meath.
So when she first bought a Meath jersey, I'm like, here. You were born in Dublin. She's like, Dad, come on.
Yeah,
I was just like, actually, I don't care. It doesn't bother me that much.
You do, because you're like, Meath will never take me in, so I'll always be in there.
They'll take me in, or I've spoken to a few people yesterday. They said they'll take me in. Now, they're also blow-ins. We're creating a group.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, what we need help on this. 087-1102-107. Dad is a massive Liverpool fan, and Grandad keeps on getting, and it's not even his father, it's his in-law, isn't
yeah
it?
See, that's the tricky part. Like, he could be a Robert De Niro in the movie. What's that movie?
Meet the Fockers. Yeah.
And he could be a Robert De Niro type father, and you don't want to keep him out.
You want to be in the circle of trust. Yeah, that you do. All right. 087-1102-107. I think the child should get a Liverpool tattoo.
Oh my God.
Is he allowed to do that? No? I'm loving the Santiuna at the moment. If you didn't hear this, listen up. We're looking for your advice. 087-1102-107.
Yeah, so Kevin has been in touch, and Kevin is a diehard Red supporter, Liverpool supporter. And his father-in-law, his Mrs. Owlad, is a United supporter, and they have a 2-year-old. And his father-in-law keeps on dressing the 2-year-old in United gear and United jerseys, and it's really upsetting. It's really upsetting Kevin. He's like, I want my boy to support my team.
Poor Kevin.
Yeah, I kind of get it, but then there's advice coming in. Aoife in Galway says she's a big Liverpool supporter. She said, this is what you do. Every time the young lad wears a Liverpool jersey, give him a jelly and a gold star. Every time he wears the United gear, give him some broccoli. Lol.
So you reward him for wearing a United jersey?
No, reward him for wearing the Liverpool jersey.
Broccoli's a reward.
I
don't know, you eye-roll me again.
Yeah, I'm eye-rolling you. That's good advice.
John says, do subtle things to the granddad. Like, you can get, Liverpool logo things and, like, maybe a registration plates around, like a Liverpool FC.
Yeah.
Put it on the back of his car so he doesn't notice it. There may be a couple of Liverpool stickers on his window in his car, and it'll make it look like the granddad's a Liverpool supporter.
Okay.
That's not a bad one.
Jason in Sligo says, keep a Liverpool kit in the changing bag at all times. YNWL, you'll never walk alone. Loads of Liverpool supporters this morning.
This kind of reminds me of the story that I heard about Peter Crouch, legendary.
He's big, he's red, his feet stick out of bed, he's Peter Crouch. He's Peter Crouch.
So you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
He had builders over in his house, all right? And they were Manchester United fans.
Right.
And for the gas crack, they buried in the wall a United jersey. All right, lads. That cost you 90 quid, but a nice one. All right, advice. 087-1102-107. What should this lad do? Because his two-year-old, his mind has been poisoned, according to him, with Manchester United stuff when he's a Liverpool supporter.
So Kevin has been in touch. Kevin is a diehard Liverpool supporter. He goes to all of the matches. He has the tats on his arms, all the rest of it. He's got a two-year-old son who he wants to be a Liverpool supporter, but his father-in-law is dressing his two-year-old in Manchester United jerseys, and it's driving Kevin insane. He's like, do you think I'm being over the top and awkward? What can I do? Yeah.
What should he do? 087-1102-107. Send your voice notes.
So first of all, the daddy needs to go and get like a hobby or something.
Oh yeah.
Because if he's enough time, it happens to be whinging about that, I think.
Go on, Sarah. Don't hold back. Tell us what you really mean.
He's enough time to go start a new hobby. You know, maybe a little bit of like flower arranging or
right.
crochet or anything really. Just go and get a hobby. You know. And I think it's great that the daddy-in-law or the father, grandfather-in-law, whatever you call them, it's great that he's getting involved with the young lad. And it might be his way of trying to get involved with the father as well. You know, the way a lot of old generations, they think banter is their only way to kind of communicate and to build a relationship.
Mm.
So maybe that's his way of, you know, keeping the relationship between the son-in-law and himself going. It's very complicated without names, you know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, I think your man should get a bleeding life and go and get a hobby, do you know? Yeah.
That's pretty sound advice, actually. Like, well,
she's making some good points there.
Yeah, like it is good that the grandparents are getting involved with their grandkids' lives, like, because some grandparents, some of them don't even know what to do when it comes to kids, because they're always got, why have they always got their face in the phone? Why are they always on the computer? It's like, ask them.
But what about if this granddad has a bit of a twinkle in his eye and he's like, knows he's getting on Kevin's, do you know what I mean? If he's doing it on purpose because he wants his grandson to be a United supporter. People are passionate about their teams.
So you reckon that there's definitely more to us?
I don't know. It's like, kind of funny if there is.
Like, surely Manchester United supporters wouldn't be that harsh and wind up Liverpool supporters, would they?
Of course they would.
Okay.
They're jealous of their recent success.
Oh, really?
I'd say, yeah.
I think Kevin needs to grow up a little bit. At the end of the day, if the wee lad wants to support United or he wants to support Tottenham, or for God's sake, even Millwall. You can't force him into doing what he wants to do. And like that, the grandfather's just sharing something with him. Maybe the grandfather is a Man United fan and wants to have that bond with the wee fella. He's spending time with him and he's treating him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This whole thing of support football teams in England absolutely baffles me. I couldn't give a rat's tail about soccer. And it makes no difference to your life whether they win, lose or draw, because at the end of the day, you're not getting paid to play. So what difference does it make to you?
Oh my God.
Oh.
I know some very... I understand what you're saying, but I know some very passionate Liverpool supporters who will probably be driving really fast over here now to get at me.
Yeah.
Oi! Listen, I get it. You're either into it or you're not into it, you know?
And some people, as I said, are very, very passionate about their clubs, and they would be disappointed if their children supported other clubs.
Yeah, they would be. Let's get one more.
Okay, so we had exactly this situation.
Okay.
Myself, my dad, all my family, Liverpool supporters. My husband was Man United supporter, so it was flipped, but it's the same situation. And so what happened was we had one boy, and husband was delighted. There was a Man United bottle, Man United jerseys, Man United bibs, soothers, everything.
Can we get all that stuff?
I presume you can.
Bibs, bottles.
It's all your money racket, huh?
And when my 12-year-old looks at the pictures, he's really, really, really angry. He's like, why did you put me in a Man United jersey? I am a Liverpool fan. Oh. And actually, the force for Liverpool in the house meant that my husband actually changed over to Liverpool, and he was like, ah, you know, it's not worth the fight anymore. Everybody was Liverpool. Child was Liverpool. And he's so angry with his daddy every time he sees those pictures. He's like, what did you do to me?
What kind of football fan are you if you just change allegiance just like that? Ah, sure, look, I'll go over to the club's biggest rival just to keep the peace. Huh?
It's for the love of the game,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, dearie me,
not
no.
For the crossover. Did you actually give any advice?
Sorry, I actually forgot to actually give any advice. Some of my advice would be, don't worry. Granddaddy is sporting a little bit as well.
With Breakfast Rolled. All the crack crowd into one bite.
I guess if people are looking for advice from Auntie Una, they can send a WhatsApp on 087 110 2107. They can also do the same if they want you to do a prank call on them for Wind Up Wednesdays.
Yes, it's my favourite thing in the whole wide world to do, is wind people up. And guess what? For nominating someone, I'm going to send you out a Fairy Una goodie bag. And because I am the fairy of the goodie bags.
Yeah.
And I am going to send out the person that you nominated a goodie bag as well.
To say sorry.
To say sorry.
Yeah.
And for thanks for being sound.
You can send us a WhatsApp on 087 110 2107, or message us, send us a DM on our socials at This Is iRadio.
And there's deadly things in the goodie bag as well.
What
FYI.
Is, yeah, there's a bottle.
No, it's a water bottle. It's a Class I Radio water bottle.
Very cool.
It's very cool. You've got the keyring that also doubles up as a trolley coin.
Say it with confidence so people know what
it's
you're
a trolley. It's a trolley thing.
It's instead of having a euro.
It's instead of having a euro,
right.
Or 2 euro or 50 cents, because who knows?
All right, what's today's prank about?
So, Danielle got in touch with me to wind her mam up. Her mam, Rose, is an avid gardener. Like, it's spick and span. All of the bushes are trimmed. It's just the perfect garden. You won't find a weed in Rose's garden, let me tell you. So I rang her up and I accused her of committing some environmental breaches.
Check it out. This is very good.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking to Rose Tormey?
Yes.
Hi, Rose. My name is Deirdre Swan. I'm calling from the Save Our Feather Wildlife Sanctuary here in Belturbet. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Rose, I'm actually ringing to talk to you about a couple of reports that we'd had for some environmental breaches. You failed to participate in No More May. Is that right?
Yes, sorry?
Your grass was given a buzz cut at the start of May. You mowed your lawn. In Cavan, we have a new protocol for environmental breaches, where we expect our residents, especially those in Tony Duff, to do No Mow May, which means no mowing the lawn in May to protect the flora and fauna, not to mention the birds and the bees.
Okay.
So we've also heard reports that you've been sweeping birds' nests away from your windows and doors. I don't know what you're laughing at. I mean, We have received an anonymous report and a photo of you wielding a sweeping brush with a pink handle. Now, Rose, under the Birds Before Blades Act of 2022, you have incurred a fine of €120, as well as a month community service cleaning up bird poop off the streets of Cavan.
Fine.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's great. So you will be provided with a bucket, a biodegradable sponge and a high-vis vest that says, I like blue tits and I cannot lie.
Okay.
So you know you'll have to get down on your hands and knees, scrubbing, scrub-a-dub-dub, okay?
Okay, that's right.
And you'll also be expected to attend a one-hour workshop called Love Your Lawn, Let It Grow Wild and Free.
Okay.
Okay, that goes for the bushes as well. Let them grow wild and free. Okay, now, before I go, I have something to tell you, Rose. This is Una from iRadio. How are you?
This is Danielle.
Yeah, Dano put us up to this. Yeah, she did. It's all her fault. You can blame her.
It is. I told that.
Miss the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
So remember, if you want to wind somebody up, get Una to wind somebody up. You don't even have a reason or a story.
I'll come up with one for you.
Yeah. 087 110 2107, or slide into our DMs. Truth or Trash is one of my favourite games. We play it every morning just after 9 a.m. We bring facts and you have to have a go at guessing whether they're truth or they're trash.
Truth or Trash.
We each bring facts to the table. We've got to try and fool each other and say, hey, this is real. This is real. I'm going to go first, if that's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody cool with that?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to take this opportunity to stand up and say hello and happy International B-Day.
Oh. Happy
B-Day.
Happy
B-Day. And I mean bees as in actual bzzz, and not a B-Day where you sit down and wash your bottom. A B-Day.
I did think that at the beginning, to be fair.
He'd love a B-Day. Hey, if Cooper win the iRadio cash machine, the first thing you do is install a B-Day.
You know I would.
Yeah.
So because it's International B-Day, you know the sound a bee makes, the buzzing sound. The sound a bee makes is the buzzing sound, which is their tongue vibrating at 230 times a second.
230 times a second.
Their tongue, you say?
They'd lose a lot of calories doing that.
Do they have... I presume they have tongues.
They have tongues. Have you never heard the song, Have You Ever Been Licked by a Bee?
They don't think...
No. If you haven't, then you'll never see.
No, I've never. Did you just make that up?
Nope.
No.
I know they taste with the feet.
They taste with their feet?
Yeah.
Lads, isn't nature just amazing, really, when you think about it? What?
They don't taste with their feet.
They don't taste with their feet. They don't.
They taste with their tongue.
They taste with their tongue. Okay, I'm going to say that's trash, because I think the sound is made by their wings. I think.
I don't think it's made by the... I'm going to say true, but I don't know. It's more of a guess.
Okay, happy bee to everybody. The buzzing sound that makes a bee with the buzzing sound, which is their tongue going 230 times a second, is trash. It is their wings. Well done, Anna.
Ah, look at me, naturist. Do you know what I was thinking?
Naturist, what, you walk around with your clothes off?
Do you know what I was thinking yesterday? I left a drink outside and... I went in and I was like, I left my drink outside, and then I went out and I was like, God, I can't drink that now because I've left it outside. And I was like, why? But you're why? And I was like, because there's loads of flies around. And then I was like, do flies pee? Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
that's
they do.
Exactly the thought that I was having, and I was like, I can't drink that now in case a fly peed in it.
As far as I know, this is a fact now, which is always, it's in the frontal of my brain box, yeah?
Yeah,
as far as I know, every time a fly lands, it poops.
Oh, so I was right not to have it.
You ever see those little specks like on your lights around the ceiling or something like that? That's a fly.
It's just
fly
poop.
And then you flying off and going, yeah.
Are you truth or trashing me now, or is that real?
No, as far as I know, it's real. You might have another person who walks around naked like you do, a naturist, who might be able to.
I didn't read. Naturalist. Is that what I meant?
That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. God.
They do it with other people.
I need to shut up. Right,
I don't know. Just say gardener.
Gardener. Yeah.
Oh, you walk around naked with tools in your hand. Donald, come on, man.
Yeah, hippos in the wild, hippopotamuses. In the wild, release a large amount of feces when they hear the call of a hippo they don't know.
So you're saying that hippos uncontrollably poop if they hear another hippo that they don't know?
Uncontrollably themselves, yeah. When they hear a hippo they don't know. Although it's not uncontrollably, it's controlled.
What's the reason? I wonder if they'd be... just like, oh God, no, I hope someone's not visiting my hippo house because I don't want to talk to anyone today.
So you poop in the...
Or maybe it's the... They're like, oh no, it's the hippo debt collector's coming, and then you poop your pants or something. I don't know. I'm going to say that it's trash. I'm going to say it's trash. And I got to lock that one in.
We got to lock it in. Sure, I'm going to say true because, you know, hippos are very proud of, like, their area. They don't want any other hippos coming in. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying true.
Okay, truth and a trash. It is true.
Woo-hoo!
Scientists have learned that hippos, it's a defence mechanism to mark the territory. That's why they do it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Actually, similar to hippos, they're going down a different kind of animal rabbit hole here. Alligators start making love when they hear helicopters overhead.
Why?
Because it replicates the sound of alligators making love when they're in heat and stuff like that.
So it just gets them in the mood, like?
Yeah, so if you're
sound of a helicopter.
So if you're...
Oh, my God.
Doing a little...
They do the helicopter dance. The alligator lads.
No. Get in the sea. All right, you're up next.
Okay, mine isn't... Oh, right. Okay, so...
Trash.
The phrase, a storm in a teacup...
Yeah.
Originated in the 17th century after a brawl broke out between tea importers over whether the milk goes in before or after the tea bag. And it is said that one man, the Earl of Grey, lost an ear in the brawl.
over tea.
Yeah, so where did the phrases storm and a teacup originate? This is what I'm telling you. It originated after the boys had a big fight over whether the milk goes in before or after the tea bag.
So, from the time that the Earl of Grey was around, and you're talking 17th century, you're yeah. getting your times mixed up, and they didn't have teacups then. So I'm saying trash.
Of course they had teacups then.
Not to the way we know it now.
What do you mean?
They weren't talking to China at the time.
They were, actually. That's where they got their tea from, you absolute looter.
You might have got it from India.
Okay, fair enough. Right, so what are you saying?
Trash.
Trash, okay.
Yeah, I'd say trash.
I'm going to say trash as well.
Yeah, because you're getting all defensive. Yeah. Made of fact.
And when she was disappointed in the beginning that, oh, this one's true, it's not as funny. Yeah.
No, it's actually, it's trash. It's all a load of trash. Yeah, so like what I did with the Earl of Grey there, you know, Earl Grey tea, yeah, the Earl of Grey.
Too obvious.
We got it, yeah.
And I don't think the Earl of Grey was around in the 17th century.
But you don't have a clue what you're talking about either.
This is very true. This is very true. And that's why we leave up you up to do all the mad explaining about things.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow, rate and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
We're near the end, Una.
Oh,
don't worry, there'll be another one tomorrow. Make sure you hit subscribe and share with your friends. We were also today looking for the icks that men have as hobbies.
So many icks coming in. Ladies sharing all of the hobby icks. Brilliant. My favourite part of the show today.
Have this list, and you know me, I love a list, and it is the least attractive hobbies that men have according to women in this survey. Are you ready to hear the majority of this list, Una O'Carroll?
Go for it.
Okay, we're looking for the things that give you the ick about men and the hobbies that they have on 087 110207. Okay, let's start at the bottom, work our way up. Cosplay.
What is cosplay?
So you got a Comic-Con on this weekend. So you dress up as your favourite character from like a superhero or video game or something like that.
Oh, that's definite. That's yeah, definitely.
Or Star Wars.
Oh, God,
walking
yeah.
Walking around a lightsaber in your pockets. collecting comic books is another one. That's a big ick.
Yeah, for sure.
Debating. Like going to debates.
Well, that's fine going to debates, but if they're going to make everything a debate. So if you say black, they say white, just to...
Yeah, that's just, annoying.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. doing magic.
Oh, you do that, don't you?
Not anymore, because it gives Lisa the ick.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Trading crypto and going on about it.
There's a lot... A lot of people out there who do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're talking about, so it's like, it's really boring to me.
So it's boring and you don't understand it and you're not making money off it, so you find it ridiculous.
I don't find it ridiculous, but I just find it like, I don't know about the, what is it, you own a pocket or something or a, or a purse or...
You actually nailed it.
Basically,
yeah, you have a pocket and you put your purse in the pocket and then in your purse is your cryptocurrency. And in order to get at that, you need to mine it. So you need to hire diggers and the diggers are driven by the PCs.
You're lying to me.
No, that's the truth.
Go on.
Into anime cartoons.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Going clubbing is a big ick.
How would that be an ick?
That's a... Going clubbing is class. Collecting Funko figures.
Don't know what a Funko figure is.
So Funko are really cool. They're really collectibles and they're a big, massive head. And you can get loads of different characters and stuff. I like them. I'm into them. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm on the list.
You're ticking the box for all of the icks.
Arguing online.
Oh, yeah.
Just like going on and having arguments, taking that side, taking this side. That is one of the biggest
things. Going on Twitter,
icks.
Having a rant.
Yeah. Oh, keep it to yourself. All right. Oh, wait.
Now, I love reading those, by the way. I love reading those.
Una is all here for people hanging out their laundry online. Yeah. Okay. 087-110-2107. What are the things that give you the massive ick about men's hobbies?
Will I tell you one?
Yeah, please.
Baking with protein powder.
Huh?
It's everywhere.
Baking with protein powder.
Yeah.
How's that, Nick?
It's what? Because it's a massive ick.
Oh, is it the way they actually do it online?
Because they're not wearing any clothes really except for their underpants. And they're going around. And they're like, ah, oh, look at this. You can have all this. Throw in some vanilla protein powder, throw in some chocolate protein powder. And all of this for 300 calories. And it's better than a whatever chocolate bar, blah, blah.
And you get muscles.
You're just like, oh,
that's
God.
Kind of part of that manosphere thing, isn't it?
Yeah, not into it.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Are you like Una and you don't like topless men online shouting at you to put protein in your cake? Or what else gives you the ick? So what men's hobbies gives you the ick? 087-1102 golf. Golf.
I'm joking.
If you haven't come professional by now, give it up, John. John, give it up. Throw your clubs in the lake. That was fun. I like ranting like that. We are going over the hobbies that lads have that give the ick to ladies. And little did we know that the things that we like to do, the things that give us joy in our lives, like, I don't know, Star Wars, bit of cosplay, comics and stuff like that, and collecting Funko figures, will give you the ick on 087-1102-107. All right, this just came in, and I think they're having a dig at me, Una.
A box for a lot of these icks.
I am ticking a lot of these boxes.
It's a good thing you're long married.
For now.
Laura Inay says, lads, petrol heads can't cope. They bore the pants off you. Talking about engine this and alloys that. Yawn. It's from Laura.
Oh, yeah. Engines this and alloys that and brake pads and, you know.
A lot of petrol heads out there, you know. Car enthusiasts.
Giggling pins, laughing cranks, the whole lot.
Yeah, dipsticks.
You're a dipstick. You know, my car doesn't have a dipstick.
It has you.
Hey! Very good.
Right, so fantasy football.
Yeah. Fantasy football?
We got through. No, we. Who's we? It's not real. The clue's on the name.
So true.
I actually don't understand fantasy football. I've never been able to get it. Like, are you making a team out of existing players? And there's somebody explain it to me in a 10-second WhatsApp, please.
I know men who have stayed up 24 hours playing that game.
Fantasy football?
I think it's one of the causes of divorce in one country.
Really?
Spain or somewhere, I can't remember. Yeah.
Sive says fishing. Ick.
Oh, I wouldn't mind fishing.
Fishing is
not... kind of nice and, like, you know, they're being present. That's very kind of meditative.
They're gone for hours, Una. They're sitting at the side of the river.
And they have a sign, gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
No, I think fishing is a healthy one. That wouldn't give me the ick now at all. Keep coming in, though.
087-1102-107. One just came in here. Wrestling, lads. Come on now. Wrestling. Grow up. It's for children.
That is for children.
I don't know. I thought the SummerSlam was kind of cool at the weekend. Once again...
Yeah,
another thing. You're long married.
Yep, true. There's all our icks, and there's the show.
Yeah, my friend. Yeah. This guy. You ticked all the boxes for the icks.
Hey,
you're king of the icks. You're kick. You're king of the icks.
Join us tomorrow morning on iRadio 7 till 10 a.m. Make sure you hit subscribe and.
It's amazing you're married, really, isn't it?
All right, bye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
One more. Set your alarm or just subscribe.
Either way, you win.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.